Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Movement of people affected by dams explains social mobilization in Brazil in the context of Temer's administration. MST and peasant organizations continue under attack. We consider this government is a neo-fascist one, and together with popular movements, workers and unions throughout Brazil, we will paralyze the country, demanding democracy and direct elections for a new administration now, said Tatiana Paulino, member of the Movement of People Affected by Dams, in an interview with Real World Radio. This general strike is scheduled for Friday, April the 28th, with the participation of the most representative social movements of Brazil, with a platform of demands that includes the democratization of the country through direct elections and the rejection against the social security reform promoted by Michel Temer's administration that ousted President Dilma Rousseff less than a year ago. It is estimated that it will be the largest strike in the history of Brazil, with a complete disruption of factories, public services and schools. There are calls in 26 Brazilian states, and the Catholic Church will join. In fact, Pope Francis has recently rejected an invitation by Temer to visit the country, whose Catholic population is the largest of the continent. In the countryside, we are being attacked by the government through measures that facilitate the selling of lands to foreign people, the increase of agrotoxic packages, and the giving away of oil resources of the pre-salt layer, aiming to privatize the country in its entirety. We are being looted. And Tatiana Paulino added that Brazil is advancing towards returning to the hunger map. Rights cuts, wages reduction, decreasing social role of the state are among the actions taken by the legitimate administration led by Temer and its coalition of parties. She added that in this situation, Brazil is not able to ensure the food security of its population with actions in favor of agribusinesses and against peasant organizations. About a political solution for the country, the member of MAV stated that Via Campesina Brasil is demanding immediate direct elections and is describing Temer's administration as a neo-fascist government due to the increasing number of attacks against peasant organizations. The landless rural workers movement has denounced the murder of 9 peasants of this organization in Consigna City, Mato Grosso State. On April the 23rd, MST leader Silvio Numes was also murdered in Periquito municipality, Minas Gerais. Also, the National Campaign Against Agrotoxics has announced that the Agricultural Supply Ministry, together with representatives of agrotoxic industries, have made a legal proposal to facilitate the use of these products in the Brazilian countryside, with a strong impact on the rural population and consumers. We are demanding direct elections now. We can't allow Temer to continue in office in an illegitimate way with a 70% rejection rate, said Tatiana in the interview with Real World Radio.